Fred, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. All the times I've stopped at Lansing for fuel, great town.
You stopped for gas and you didn't hang out for a while?
Well, nobody offered me a beer, and since I was getting back in the airplane, I probably couldn't have taken it anyway.
Well, next time you give us a call, we'll get you to a Michigan State game.
Oh, yeah. Can I get a hot dog?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about JetBlue. When I used to fly quite a bit. And I'd keep a bag, never check any luggage, and I used to fly JetBlue frequently because the cost was great for my company. The government is now investigating a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Newark, New Jersey that left travelers stranded on a tarmac at the wrong airport for more than 7 hours. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, the legal term for that is bad. What happened was, you know, we had a terrible snowstorm up here in the Northeast.
And you know what, Fred? I thought your bag is supposed to get left at the wrong airport, not the actual flyers.
Yeah, well, you know, once you've been stuck in it for a couple hours, you'll understand why people call it an executive mailing tube. But we digress. What happened was the airplane was supposed to go to Newark, and it had to divert to Hartford because of the weather. And once it got to Hartford, these people were made to wait the thing for about 10 hours. And you can hear the pilot talking to air traffic control saying, look, I'm not getting any help from my company. You got to help me get these people off this airplane. I mean, just give me someplace where I can go. You know, really all he needed was a jetway so that he could get these people off, or a rolling stair, which they had and which they ultimately used. And I think, Tony, what you're going to find out with the Department of Transportation start to look into this is what JetBlue was trying to do, the company was trying to do, was get the airplane refueled and get its position back to Newark because, you know, these systems operate on the presumption that the airplane is going to go where it's supposed to, and they need that airplane in Newark to leave Newark and go someplace else. So it's a logistical nightmare for them to have left it in Hartford. And so those people end up getting kind of stuck in this tug of war and stuck on the airplane. And now JetBlue's looking at some serious fines, up to $27,000 per passenger, which if there's 100 people on that airplane, now you're talking north of $2 million.
Well, it seems like it's a no-brainer. The weather is bad. You get the people off the plane, put them up for the night, or bus them somewhere and move forward.
It does seem like a no-brainer. And, in fact, the state of Connecticut was really scrambling. I had heard that they tried to get a 1,000 cots out to that airport. I mean, it was a mess up here. But, you know, that didn't come as a surprise. That storm had been forecast up here in the Northeast for 4 days. So, you know, when you're the airlines, your obligation is to make arrangements for when things go wrong. I mean, that's, after 30 years of flying airplanes, I've managed to stay alive over thousands of hours because I'm always figuring what happens if something goes wrong. And so the airline should have been a lot more proactive in being ready for this in this instance.
Now, those 100 passengers on the JetBlue flight in question were on board the plane, and I'm reading here verbatim from the information Fox sent me. They didn't have food, water, or functioning bathrooms.
No, it was horrible.
Is that correct?
And that's exactly what was going on. It was a nightmare for these people.
Well, what was wrong with the bathrooms? And don't they at least have some peanuts and beverages or whatnot?
You know what? I'm sure they ran out of that. First of all, they ran out of the food. And what happened with the bathrooms, I'm sure, is that it's a holding tank. Like, you know, people are familiar. Anybody who's an RV, it's got a holding tank. And when it fills, that's it. You're done.
Well, if I was a practicing aviation law attorney, it looks like I'd have some business here.
Yeah, you would, and unfortunately you'd be starving because these cases historically have been very, very difficult for the airline passengers to win. I'm not saying that they haven't won them, but, you know, for instance, there was a woman who was stranded on an American Airlines flight for 9.5 hours, and she brought a case, and that case got thrown out. I mean, the cases, they have been known to go forward. There was a class action case back in the late 90s, early 2000 time frame against Northwest Airlines. But ultimately, these cases are very difficult for the plaintiffs to win.
Well, why is that? Don't the passengers have rights, or do
they? Well, they do. They do now. They have the passenger's bill of rights, but that just requires, you know, that ultimately results in a fine to the airline. And I will tell you this, since they passed that passenger's bill of rights, in the year prior, there were 664 strandings like this one, more than 3 hours. In the year since the bill passed, there's been 16. So that doesn't make you feel any better if you're one of those people who's on that airplane. But overall, across the system, this has gone down by over 90%.
Randy, he is an aviation law attorney. Fred Tesi has been kind enough to spend some time with us this morning. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for having me. Take care.